We had a chance to take Jason Spriggs, move up and take him, a player that we really liked quite a bit, very athletic. I think he can play all over the line, and we're excited to get him.
Say you play all over the line. Do you see him eventually settling in at a tackle? Where's his best spot?
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. I mean, you know, he hasn't played a snap yet, but he'll compete with our guys, and we'll see kind of how it shakes out.
So besides versatility, what particularly impressed you about him?
Like I said, he's very athletic, ran really fast, benched a lot. You know, he was down at the Senior Bowl. I thought he handled himself very, very well. We just, you know, it's a good big guy draft, and we were able to add two of them. So, I think that was kind of a goal of ours.
Was this a guy that you maybe even could have considered at 27?
Yeah. I mean, you know, he's we liked him a lot. So, yeah, certainly.
Brian, were you trying to move up for a little while to get him, or was the time just right and you struck now?
Yeah, I think the time was just right. We field calls, you know, throughout and have conversations up, down, everything. And as it fell, the timing was right.
Brian, are you more apt to look at guys who played a couple of positions in college versus a guy who's been at just one spot for 4 years? Is there more value in that to you?
You know, versatility always helps. The more you can do, but I don't think each individual player is different that way. This guy, his athleticism is what stands out more than anything.
Does that height lend his skill set more to the outside, though?
This guy can bend. Certainly you would rather have your tackles, you know, significant height, but I don't think it would prevent him from playing inside.
Brian, he started 4 years. Anything you can tell us as far as on film, what you saw, the progression from his younger days to later on?
I think he got stronger. You know, he certainly was able to add weight. But this guy, I want to say he started about 53, 54 games, somewhere in that range, maybe 48. He started all 4 years. I think he missed one game in his career. I think he got a little bit stronger. The athleticism was always there, his ability to, you know, cover speed on the edge. But I think that the strength thing is what really progressed.
You know, in theory, he's got a year to get some seasoning behind your line. What does he need to do during that year to get to where he needs to get to, do you think?
Well, I think it's like all, you know, rookies that come in. They got to learn the playbook. They got to adjust to life in the NFL, the speed of the game. There's a lot to adjust to. So I think he's no different than any other young player coming in. Both the guys we took are pretty young. I think Jason's 21. And obviously Kenny was 20, so they're young players, but they've handled themselves, you know, very well throughout their college careers.
Brian, at what point did you start focusing on him and think that you had to move up to get him, and what was the selling point?
You know, it wasn't just I don't know if we really ever focused on him. I think just the opportunity to move up presented itself, and the way our board looked, it was just one of those things. We thought we had an opportunity to get a player we wouldn't be able to get if we sat still. So,
Brian, remember, you know, when David was a rookie, he didn't expect him to play right away, and then he had the injury to Brian, and he didn't play right away. Mm-hmm. Could Jason, you know, if he had to, could he play right away, do you think, in that type of situation?
You know, there's a lot to be determined before that. You know, we obviously drafted him pretty high, and we moved up to get him, so we think a lot of him. But again, he hasn't even stepped foot on our practice field. So to say that, it's kind of hard.
So looking back at David, though, what allowed him to be able to play right away that year as a rookie?
You know, obviously he's a really talented athlete as well, and I think he just had maturity about him. You know, I think the competitiveness of him, and I know he didn't blink when he got in there.
And with Ted talks about taking best available and all that, but looking at your line with three free agents coming up, was this a maybe not necessarily a big need, but a forward-looking kind of need for you?
No, I think it was just a chance to take a really good player we liked, you know. I don't know if we looked that far ahead all the time, you know what I mean. He was just a guy that we really liked. Opportunity presented itself to go up, and we took it.
Couple more? Brian, we didn't talk to you after the Clark pick yesterday. Mm-hmm. What from your perspective, do you really like about him, and what are you excited about?
You know, I think, you know, he has dominant traits on tape sometimes, you know, his power, his instincts, his ability to feel and fight pressure. He's a playmaker from the inside, which is hard to find, you know. His effort level for a big guy was really impressive. This is no small man either. Now you see his back. Now he's a big man. I thought he had the ability to be versatile along our line, play not only in the base but in the sub packages. So I thought he And that was a good day.
Brian, how did you evaluate Spriggs as a run blocker?
You know what? I thought he got better throughout his career. He's one of those guys that has really good flexibility and balance to sustain and drive. You know, and if you look at his frame, I think, you know, he's about, you know, 305, somewhere in there right now. But he's going to get bigger. He's young. He's got a frame to add some weight. So I thought he was a pretty good run blocker. He has great body angles. But, you know, like all these guys, they're going to have to improve to do that at this level.
Was there a particular game or matchup that you saw in college that really jumped out at you and how he rose to the challenge?
Yeah, you know, we watched so much tape. I thought he had a lot of good games. I think seeing him live at the Senior Bowl, that was my first time that I saw him live. Was what kind of like, okay, you know, it didn't take long to figure that one out, you know.
Brian said this is a good big guy draft. Ted said something yesterday about how hard it is to find good big guys. Why is that so hard? I mean, there's obviously lots and lots of big guys who have to play the game. Why is it so hard to find good ones?
I think that is the hardest thing to do at any level, football, high school, college football. God just only made so many of them and only made so many of them that can move. And we're all looking for them, you know, at every level.